Since the FDA approved Aqua Advantage, a genetically altered salmon, as safe to eat last fall, Senator Lisa Murkowski has worked on a labeling mandate that would inform consumers the fish is genetically engineered. This morning, the U.S. Senate considered a bill that would make that impossible. The bill didn't get enough votes to advance, but the debate shows the forces Murkowski is up against when it comes to labeling genetically modified organisms. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Food manufacturers and agribusiness fiercely oppose labeling laws for genetically modified food. They say the label would suggest the food is unsafe. But Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell doesn't mention the industry in describing the purpose of the bill. McConnell says it's
aimed at protecting middle-class families from unfair higher food prices.
The bill would nullify state laws requiring GMO labeling, like the fish labeling law the Alaska legislature passed a decade ago. More urgently for the bill's proponents, it would block a Vermont law that would require labeling of all GMO foods starting in July. Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas told his colleagues if they don't pass his bill, the states will enact a patchwork of laws requiring GMO foods to carry what he describes as demonizing labels.
Without Senate action, this country will be hit with a wrecking ball, an apt description, that will disrupt the entire food chain.
Roberts warns that failure to pass his bill will cost each family more than $1,000 a year in higher prices, and he says the hardship will be widespread.
From the farmer who will be pressured to plant fence row to fence row of a crop that is less efficient, to the grain elevator that will have to adjust storage options to separate types of grain, to the manufacturer who will need different labels for different states, to the distributor who will need expanded storage for sorting, and to the retailer, who may be unable to afford offering low-cost private label products.
The bill would allow voluntary labeling and possibly later require manufacturers to include phone numbers or barcodes the consumer can scan with a smartphone. Senator Barbara Boxer, a Democrat from California, called it an anti-labeling bill and a sham. She imagined a busy dad in a supermarket holding his phone up to a QR code, scrolling through information on a company website.
Or he's going to have to call a 1-800 number. Can you believe this? The man is going through the grocery store. He's got 50 products in his cart. He's going, wait a minute, kids, just a minute.
Senator Lisa Murkowski tried to draw a distinction between mandatory labeling of genetically modified crops, which has substantial opposition in Congress, and labeling of GMO fish. Murkowski says she's against the anti-labeling bill because of what it would mean for salmon.
It's not opposition to the overall bill or its underpinnings. Where my concern remains is mistakenly allowing genetically engineered salmon into our homes mislabeled as salmon.
The bill got only 48 of the 60 votes it needed to advance, but its advocates say they're not giving up. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.